a good day to be alive.
It is a good day to be alive.
It is an awesome day. The sun is shining. Hopefully you're sitting on your couch in your bed with a cup of tea and maybe a biscuit or a muffin of your choice, whatever you
think. A biscuit or a muffin.
A biscuit or a muffin. We want to welcome you to Toronto City Church this morning, live, right to your living room, right to your home. Mm-hmm. We hope and trust that you are doing well. We're going to open up in prayer, and I'm going to read you a verse, and we're going to get started. Does that sound like a plan?
Sounds like a plan. It's a good plan.
Awesome. Let's pray. Father, we love you. We thank you that you are amazing. We thank you that you are great. You are mighty. You are on the throne. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. Father, you rule and reign over the nations. Father, in your hand, Father, you've created all of humanity. Father, in you we live, we move, we exist. And Father, yeah. This morning we are grateful and we are thankful. Yeah. We're excited to join with our brothers and sisters this morning across this city, across our region, maybe across this nation and the world, Father, as we worship you this morning. Mm-hmm. So, Father, we invite all that you want to do this morning in our midst. God, we look to you and we thank you that you are trustworthy and that you are faithful. Yeah. So we thank you for that this morning in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. I've got a scripture I want to read to you, church family, right before we start. Once again, I'm Pastor Sharon. This is
Pastor Samuel,
and we have the privilege this morning of leading you in worship. So we want you to get comfortable. You know, it's a little bit different. It's not our typical kind of worship setup. You know, we don't have, you know, the altar and, you know, the lights and the fancy cameras and all the, you know, lights and all these like light shows and whatever. But we do have
We do have a fancy camera.
We have one fancy camera. But we don't have, you know, this is from the comfort of your own home that we want to invite you to worship the God that you serve. We want you to express thanksgiving to your God. So I don't want you to sit back and watch. Do we want them to sit back and watch us?
No, I was going to say, you know what? Grab a towel, if you need to grab a towel, something to jump and wave with.
You know how we do. You know how we do, church family. Let me read you the scripture out of Psalm 57, yeah. Verse 7. It says, and this is King David talking about when he was hiding from Saul in the cave. This is what he said. He said, "My heart, O God, is quiet and confident. Now I can sing with passion your wonderful praises. Awake my soul with the music of his splendor song. Arise my soul and sing his praises. My worship will awaken the dawn, greeting the daybreak with my songs of praise. Wherever I go, I will thank you, my God. Among all the nations, they will hear my praise songs to you. Your love," I love this, "is so extravagant. It reaches to the heavens. Your faithfulness so astonishing. It reaches to the sky. Lord God, be exalted as you soar throughout the heavens." Yeah. Come on. "May your shining glory be shown in the skies. Let it be seen high above all the earth." I love this. It says, "Awaken the dawn with our worship." Awaken the dawn. Greet the daybreak with our songs of praise. Yeah. So we want to invite you. You may be with your kids, you may be by yourself, but you may want to get up, change your posture. Let's awaken the dawn with our worship and with our praise.
Sounds good.
Awesome.
Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good to me. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good to me. You turn my mourning into dancing.
And not be silent. Oh,
I will.
What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand again. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name.
Thank you.
I want to read to you just a scripture before Pastor Brendan comes to bring announcements in the words. It's found out of 1 Chronicles 29. And this is David's prayer. It's actually the scripture that talks about the offering, just as they're offering the temple. And it said this, David. So David blessed the Lord in the sight of all the assembly. And David said, "Blessed are you, O Lord God of Israel, our Father forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. Indeed, everything that is in heaven and on the earth, yours is the dominion, O Lord. And you exalt yourself as head over all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all. And in you your hand is power and might. And it lies in your hand to make great and to strengthen everyone. Now, therefore, our God, we thank you and we praise your glorious name. Father, we thank you that yours is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory. Father, we exalt you as head over all that is going on, over all that has happened, all that we're in the midst of. We exalt you over all. God, we crown you King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And we acknowledge your place among the nations. We acknowledge your rulership in the earth, God. And Father, even right now where many hearts are tempted to feel afraid and tempted to shrink back, Father, we know that we serve a God who is great and who is mighty, who is a champion, who is our victor, and who reigns over all. So, Father, right now we just thank you that your word says in your hand you have the ability to make great and to strengthen everyone. Right now, bring strength to every home. Right where you are, God is bringing strength to you right now. God says to put down your stress, put down the anxiety, that he is able to strengthen you right now. And Father, we receive the strength that can only come from you. God, we choose to press in faith to receive the fullness of strength right now. Father, for those who have anxiety, that are feeling lonely, that are feeling concerned about the future, lay in, press into the strength of the Lord right now, because he is the one that is strong right now. Even in your weakness, God is the one that brings strength. So we thank you for that this morning, God. And if you agree with me, say amen. Even in your home, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Awesome. We are going to transition to Pastor Brendan coming to give you your weekly announcements and to bring the word of God. Awesome.
Well, good morning, everybody. It is so good to not see you physically, but obviously to see so many of you virtually online. Awesome time of worship together. Obviously, it's a new season. It's different, but God is with us, and we can really roll and move through this together. What we want to do today is, obviously, we've got a word we want to share with you, but before we do that, we want to mention a couple things. First and foremost, we just want to welcome everyone who's joining us today on this live stream. Obviously, know that many, many, many of you are part of the Toronto City Church family. And so we wish we could be seeing you physically, but obviously that's just not the way things are right now. So we're so thankful for this opportunity to come to you via technology and to be together. And to be together virtually where we are still connecting in the spirit, even if we are not connecting physically. We also want to welcome anyone who's with us as a guest. Maybe you found this stream online. Maybe a friend sent it to you. Or you just somehow connected with us. We are so glad you've chosen to join us today. You could be a lot of different places. You could be watching multitudes of different things, but you've chosen to be here with us. We're really thankful for that. We welcome you for that. And what we want to encourage you is we actually have what we're calling a virtual connect card, where you can just let us know that you've joined with us. If you would like to connect more, we're working as a church really to adjust to this new time, this new season. And there's so many ways for you to connect still with what is happening here. And so we want to welcome you. A lot of people right now are struggling with feeling isolated, not being sure where they're connected. We would welcome you. We'd love to pray with you. We would love to connect with you. We've got like online connections, groups that are happening that you can connect in, different church activities and things we're still doing. And so if that's something that you would like, we would love to just be able to connect with you a little bit more and help you plug into what's happening. And so there's going to be a link that is posted in the comment section, whether you're watching this via Facebook Live or YouTube Live. There is going to be a link that is posted, and it's going to take you to our new Toronto City Church Linktree site. And basically what this does is it gives you all the pertinent links for different things you want to connect to and be part of. And if you'll go there and connect, and just click on Connect Card, you can fill out your information. We'll obviously treat your privacy with great care and caution. We're not trying to worry, but we would love to connect you into what is happening. And so we really want to encourage you in that. And welcome. Thank you so much for being here with us today. Secondly, we really want to take some time now to focus on our opportunity for giving and for tithes and offerings. And so this is an opportunity that we have to give to the Lord. Now, obviously, we're not sitting here together physically like we would be in a church. We're not going to be passing offering buckets. We're not going to have our confession showing up on the screen today. But I really want to encourage you that even in this time that we will stay faithful in our tithes and our offerings, and we'll stay faithful in our giving to the Lord. This is so key and so important, guys. Natural wisdom or natural thinking would say in this time, you know what, you better withhold. You better hold back. You better play it safe. And yes, I want us to be wise, and I'm not talking about doing something foolish. But guys, we believe the word of God, that God meets all of our needs according to his riches and glory, that he is our source and supply, that he provides for us. We believe that, and these are the times and seasons where we really find out that we believe that.
Absolutely.
This is the times and seasons where we really put that to the test. And we say, okay, I'm going to walk this out. And so I just want to encourage you, it is not the time, wherever you are. I mean, whether our church, another church, whatever it is, wherever God has spoken to you to give, it's not the time to withhold. But it is time to continue to be faithful. It's time to be generous. And it's time to trust God. Because, yes, we are dealing with uncertain times. But, guys, we need to know that God is our source and supply. And we need to trust in him. And so I want to encourage you, in this season, let's not withhold. But let's continue to be faithful. And even as we give, when you give, I know since we're giving online, I mean, you may not give right now in this moment, but I encourage you, if you have the opportunity to, like, connect with this in faith right now. But let's give, and let's just declare, God, you are our source and supply. God, you meet all of my needs according to your riches and glory. I trust you to take care of me. I trust you to take care of my family. I trust you to take care of those around me, to take care of our church. We trust you, God, and one of the ways we demonstrate our trust, our faith in you, is through our giving. And so on a very practical note, if you want to give, you can go to torontocitychurch.com/give, and it'll show you all the giving options. You can use Tithely to give online. You can also use, and you can work through e-transfers. We're set up for that at the church. And so you just need to email finance@torontocitychurch.com and they will send you the information on how to send e-transfers. Again, we want to do everything correctly and we're doing everything securely so you can have confidence in your giving. And last but not least, we were just going to mention, if there are some people who are just like, you know, I really don't like this online giving, I still want to just drop by the church. We do have hours where we still have team members there and we are open. And so you are welcome to come by the church. If you want to, I mean, I'd encourage you to go for the e-giving in one format or another because it'll just make your life a lot easier. But if you still like to come in physically, what you can do is just contact us to make sure somebody's there and you can come by the church. Why don't we pray over our giving? I'm going to ask my wife to actually pray over our giving, and then we'll have a few announcements before we jump into the Word.
Awesome. Father, we thank you that you are trustworthy. God, we place our full confidence and trust in you, the God who supplies all of our need. So right now, Father, as families are getting ready to give, Father, we thank you that you model generosity And Father, we want to be like you, so we do the same. So Father, thank you today for providing for every household. Father, for those that are going through a little bit of difficult time in their businesses and whatnot, Father, in light of all that is going on globally, thank you that you provide.
Amen.
You are Jehovah Jireh,
Amen.
Our provider. So we trust in you. We give with a cheerful heart, knowing that, God, you are so faithful to your
Amen.
Word.
Amen.
God, we don't have to be hesitant and we don't have to be afraid, but we can run straight into your arms and trust that you provide for our families. So we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And so we just speak blessing over every single one of you. Again, if you have any questions, really about anything, but particularly since we've been talking about our giving, again, just reach out to us, tcc@torontocitychurch.com. Reach out to a connection leader. We are here to serve you in whatever way possible in this season. Now, we wanted to share just some quick announcements and some things for us to be aware of as a church family before we jump into the Word of God. Obviously, first and foremost, it's awesome to have you here on our online weekly gathering. We are going to continue these for the time being until we are told otherwise by our government and leadership authorities and so forth at 11 a.m. And so we're doing it on YouTube. And so I know many of you are joining us through YouTube Live right now. Welcome. Also
Yay.
Through Facebook Live. So welcome to all of you who are
Yay.
Joining us via Facebook. And please remember, whether you're on either, if you're on YouTube, make sure you subscribe to our channel. Because if you subscribe to our channel, then you will be notified whenever we put anything out. And it's always be sharing this and spreading it to others and letting other people know. Secondly, we want to remind you and let you know that connections are still happening every single week. They are just now happening virtually. And so usually we say I have connections spread all across the city. Now I guess we could technically say we have connections spread all across the internet. And so we want to encourage you to get connected. One of the challenges that people are facing this time is feeling isolated, feeling disconnected from one another. This is an amazing way to be the church. And so get connected. Get plugged in. Again, reach out to us. If you go to that same, the team's going to keep posting the Linktree link, but you can connect there. You can sign up for more information about joining the connection. We want to get you plugged in. We want to get you involved. Get connected in a connection. Number three, another great way to connect is every morning at 7 a.m. Somebody say 7 a.m.
7 a.m.
Every morning at 7 a.m. we are doing a YouTube Live video devotional. And so this is something that I've been doing for last week. Obviously, we may diversify it as we go forward. But right now, we're doing an expository study of Psalm 91, verse by verse, every day. And so you can join us at 7 a.m. for a live, real, authentic, intimate, online devotional experience. That recording is also made available going forward. And so if you go on our YouTube channel, you can actually watch the ones from previous days and you can catch up to speed. Again, just another way to stay connected during this time. We also want to encourage you in our Pause and Pray initiative. And so this is where at 12 noon and 6 p.m. every day, we are pausing and we are praying. And on Monday to Friday, we're actually doing prayer calls during these times as well. And so I want to invite you, get plugged in. Join one of the prayer calls. It is open to all. Just contact the church at tcc@torontocitychurch.com again for more information about call-in details. This coming week, we want to let you know what we're going to be looking forward to and focus on. Number one, right at the end of this worship gathering, and actually at 12:15, we are going to, so we might not quite be done, but we are going to have our youth class is going to be happening. So there's a lot of things happening for the youth. Pastor Samuel sent out an email to parents. If you didn't get it, again, reach out to us. But the youth are going to be doing a live Zoom class for all our grade 5 through grade 12s. And so watch for that. Also, parents, watch for an email from Pastor Jair, because we were working on curating and really bringing together resources for you and for your kids. And so your kids can stay connected during this time as well. And so watching for that. And then we're working on other things in the church. We have an altered Friday prayer this coming Friday. And so obviously we can't do it physically, but we are going to be doing it virtually. And so watch your emails. We're going to sign up for that. If you're not getting the regular emails from the church, let us know as well too. We'll add you to the email list. And then we can keep you up to speed with what is happening. And so we're working that. And then this week, we're also just going to be brainstorming as working as a church community. How else can we stay connected with each other? How can we make sure that no one slips through the cracks? These things are really, really important to us. And so we want to encourage you in that. And as always, I'll say this over and over again. We are going to be as connected as we want to be in this season. So let's choose to be connected. If you have a need, if you have a challenge, if there's something going on, reach out to us. We are here for you. We're here to connect with you. We're here to serve you in whatever way that we can. And so let's reach out, let's stay connected, and walk together. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Awesome. Well, we want to spend some time in the Word of God today.
Yay!
And so we're going to do it. Now, we were kind of debating back and forth, my wife and I, exactly how this one was going to work. And so I'm going to take the lead. I'm going to do some teaching. She is going to interject different things.
I will probably stop and have a little bit of a talk with you through his preaching. So
she will. She definitely will. So we're working this there. So let's just, again, let's take this before the Lord in prayer. And then I just want to share with you for a few moments and encourage you about walking by faith in this season. And so, Father, we come before you today in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you again just for this opportunity we have to connect as family. I thank you for every person that's watching this live stream, whether they're watching it right now live, whether they're watching a replay of it. God, I thank you for your love impacting them right now. I thank you for your peace surrounding them right now. Lord, I thank you that even as things are shaking around us, we have a firm foundation, and that is Jesus Christ. We have a firm foundation, that is our faith in you. And I thank you, God, today, and I just declare you've not given us a spirit of fear, but you've given us power and love and a sound mind. And I just speak that over every person. Even as we're under your word today, God, you are speaking to each one of us. You are impacting each one of us. I pray that people will not hear what I say as much as they will hear what you say to them through what I say and through what we share today. And so we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Everyone agreed, said.
Amen.
Amen. All right. And so we want to jump into the word for a little bit today. And I want to talk to you about walking by faith. I want to talk to us about walking by faith, how we can walk by faith in our personal lives during this time, how we can walk by faith corporately during this time, that together we will be those who walk by faith. I don't know if you've noticed, you probably have, but right now in the world around us, there is a ton of fear. And I understand that there's a ton of fear. There is so much that we don't know, we don't understand, we don't see what's coming. There's some very serious things that are happening right now in our world. And so that can really unsettle us. That can really bring people into a place of fear. I mean, I don't need to recap all the challenges that are being faced right now and all the things that are going on that could make you afraid. But what I want to encourage us in the middle of that, the Bible says, as we mentioned last week, over 365 times, do not fear or fear not. One for every single day that God says to us, fear not. And one of the best ways to make sure we're not walking by fear is to lean in 100% to walking by faith. Guys, let's be honest. Let's be real. For each one of us, I mean, it's natural to be afraid. It's natural for fear to be trying to hit us during this time. We've got to make a decision that I'm saying no to fear, but I'm going to say yes to faith. I am going to walk by faith. You know, there's a lot of shaking going on right now. There's a lot of things that are being shaken. And if our faith is in those things, then we're going to be shaken too. But if our faith is in something unshakable, and that's Jesus Christ, if our faith is in something unshakable, that's the promises of God, if our faith is in something unshakable, and that is God's word, then we can stand firm in the middle of the situation. But again, this is where the rubber meets the road. It's one thing to talk about living by faith. It's another thing to sing about living by faith. It's another thing to kind of, you know, pontificate or theorize about living by faith.
It's a whole other thing. I'm sorry, hold on a second. Did you say pontificate?
I said pontificate. Okay, I did say pontificate.
Just wanted to clarify.
Yes. It's another thing even pontificate. I like that word. It's my word for the day. Brought to you by the letter P. To pontificate by living by faith. But guys, it's a whole other thing to do it.
It's true.
And right now we're in a place where we've got to live by faith.
Yeah.
And so we want to talk today about how do we actually do that? How do we live by faith? And so the first thought I want to share with you is we are called to live by faith. You and I are called to live by faith. We have been called by God to live by faith. This is not something that's meant to be optional. This is not something that's just for a few really spiritual ones or for the pastors or the leaders. We are all called to live by faith. A couple verses. Romans 1:17 says, "For in the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as is written, the righteous shall live by faith." How many people here are righteous? Well, if you've received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are righteous in Him. You are called to live by faith. That promise or that command is actually repeated several more times throughout the Scriptures. We are called to live by faith. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7 says, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." Now guys, these are nice verses and nice thoughts. Right now, we've got to really live this stuff.
Yeah.
We've got to live by faith. We've got to say, I'm going to walk by faith and not by sight. I'm going to walk in my faith in God. That's going to form my foundation and not what I'm seeing going on around me. Right? This is where it really matters. A lot of people say they live by faith, but it's in times like these that we find out where we really stand. And so here's the question. I think it's good for us to really look in our hearts and say, okay, this pressure that's going on around us is going to show me, am I really in a place where I'm living by faith or not? And how do I know? By my response to things. Am I in fear? Am I in doubt? Am I panicking? Am I going into a depression? Now, I'm not putting down anyone who maybe is struggling with those things, because we all have our journey to walk in this. But what I'm saying is, if I'm seeing those things in my life, it should point to me and say, you know what? Wow, this is showing me some gaps in my faith walk. Let me take a step forward. Let me allow God to cause me to grow through this. And so it shows us. But you know, the second thing like this that really stood out to me as I was preparing on this is these are seasons where we can grow in walking by faith. Right? And so be encouraged in that. Because I'm sure all of us have our side. Like, I don't want to present it anyway, and Pastor Sharon, no, she doesn't either. Like this vision of, oh, you're supposed to be a perfect Christian right now and not struggle with any fear or not struggle with any doubt or not struggle with any challenge. Guys, we all are learning to walk by faith. And this is a season where it's going to show us where our gaps are. And then it's a season for us to be able to go to the Lord and say, okay, God, teach me to walk by faith. I was thinking about this in just the season. That famous poem that talks about footprints. You know, and it talks about this man having a dream, and I'm sure most of us are familiar with it. And he looks back over the, over his life, and he sees two sets of footprints where God says, it was me walking with you. But then he says, but Lord, I see some seasons, and they're like the hardest seasons of life where there's only one set of footprints. You know, why weren't you with me in those seasons? And then the poem goes on to say, you know, God says, no, my son, you know, I didn't leave you in those times. It was in those times that I carried you. You know, and that poem has brought great meaning to many people about God carrying us. But there was a variation of it that I laughed about online one day. And it said, you know, there was this thing, and it said, I look back over my life, and I saw, you know, these footprints and these lines in the sand. And I said to the Lord, what were those lines in the sand? And the meme went on to say, and the Lord responded and said, my son, those are the seasons where I dragged you, kicking and screaming, and brought you forward into what I have for you. And so my point, I always laugh thinking about that, because sometimes we like present this picture-perfect of faith, that we're supposed to have. Guys, listen, maybe you're struggling right now. Maybe you feel like you're kicking and screaming. God's still with you.
Absolutely.
And just wherever you're at, let him move you forward. I mean, I recommend the stopping of the kicking and screaming. It's probably a good idea to stop and just trust God. But we've all had our kicking and screaming seasons. Amen? We've all had our times where it was just the grace of God that brought us through. And so let's trust him in that. But we are called to live by faith. One more verse I'll say on this, then we'll move to our second thought for today. James 1:2-4, one of my favorite passages. And it says, count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. Now, sometimes people read this verse and they say, yeah, see, it's the trials and tribulations that cause us to grow. And I would suggest to you that's not entirely true. Because I've seen many people go through trials and tribulations and they don't grow one bit.
Sure.
It's the testing of our faith in the middle of the trials and tribulations that causes us to grow. In other words, we need to make a decision. We're going to put our faith to the test. What does that mean? We're going to believe God. In this season, we're called to walk by faith. We're called to live by faith. When we face trials and tribulations, we are called to put our faith to the test. In the name of Jesus, you put your faith to the test. Get those faith muscles that you've been building and put them to work in the Spirit and say, God, I am believing you in this time. So that's number one. We are called to live by faith. Is there anything you wanted to chime in at that point?
You know what? Can I give a quick story?
Yeah, please. Go ahead.
So I have a quick story. Just recently, I was in Scotland and I was moving. I literally left Ottawa, took an overnight flight to London, had about a 6.5-hour layover in Heathrow Airport in London, and then flew from London to Glasgow, and then was headed to a meeting in Glasgow. And I had to put my faith to test. I had to trust and believe God in a moment, because when I got out of, I was super tired, extremely exhausted. When I got out of the cab from the airport in Glasgow to my hotel, I left my cell phone. Yes, my Apple, what is it, Pro 11, iPhone 11.
Well, it's not technically a Pro. It's just an iPhone 11.
Well, I thought I had the Pro.
No,
okay.
You have the Pro.
I didn't have the Pro. I left my iPhone in the taxi cab and went into the hotel, checked in, and only realized that I'd left my phone while I was at the check-in desk. And in that moment, I could have freaked out. I could have, you know, literally lost my mind, all this crazy stuff. But I literally, in that moment, I felt my faith in God arise. And I felt myself say, okay, I have an opportunity right now to either freak out and just allow the course of everything that has happened just to happen and literally not have a phone for a week and a half in Glasgow, or I could trust God that the God that we serve, this great, amazing, huge God of the universe, loves me and has the ability to locate my phone with the driver, let them know, and return my phone to me. So after I calmed the inside and I began to trust the Lord, I literally left the stuff with the concierge. He said he was going to try to call the company, whatever. And I went about to my meeting, once again, extremely exhausted. And that evening, when I came back from my evening, late up in the hotel, I found a note under my hotel door saying that they had located the phone and that that I can call this number and get it back. But I want to just highlight one quick thing, and then I'm going to turn it back over to my husband, that happened in the middle of that is when I went upstairs before I left for the evening to go to my meeting in the interim between the time that I found out my phone was lost and the time that I got back, I went into my hotel room and I closed the door and I prayed. And I began to ask the Lord and I began to petition the Lord in faith that God, you would navigate it's so much so this, that I wouldn't have to wait days for my phone to come back, but that my phone would return to me that evening. I called to the Lord. I said, God, whatever you got to do, release the angels, whatever you got to do, bring my phone back. And sure enough, that night, the phone came back. So I just want to admonish you that when we're talking about testing God in our faith, it isn't sometimes, it's in the simple things like an iPhone. Yeah, you know what? It's a phone, really. It's not the end of the world. If I lose it, it's not the end of the world. But for me, in that moment, it represented my communication to be able to contact my husband and whatnot. So with the simple things like an iPhone and with the bigger things like maybe your job right now, maybe you know, how you're going to pay your bills right now, maybe just some of the things that are going on with your family, God puts us to the test. He wants us to trust Him in faith, believing that He is faithful.
Yeah, and just the funniest side to that, that evening we had gotten word back home, my wife had gotten somehow contacted me through somebody else, and she had told me, yeah, I misplaced my phone, so you know, I was agreeing with her that she was going to find it. But just on a funny note, my son had come home from junior high retreat that evening, and so the kids found out that mommy had lost her phone, and then I found out he left his winter coat at junior high retreat. And he's just like, yeah, well, I don't know. I thought I had it. I was like, Micah, how could you leave your coat? And he looks back and he says, Dad, listen. He says, give me a break here. Mommy lost her cell phone in Glasgow. You can't get too mad at me for leaving my coat at junior high retreat. And I honestly couldn't say too much at that point.
So my question is has his coat come home yet?
His coat has not come home.
No.
But his coat has been found.
Okay, yes.
Pastor Jason Versace, shout out to Pastor Jason Versace. They found it at the retreat center. He drove up and got it for us. It's just, we're all indoors, so we haven't needed the coat just quite yet.
Moral of the story, trust the angels. They bring it quicker. We're good. Let's move on.
All right, let's move on here as well, too. So, number one, we said we were called to live by faith. Point number two is just real simply, faith is choosing to believe God.
Come on,
it's
yes.
Believing His word and believing His promises. What word from God are you believing today?
Yeah.
What promises from God are we standing on right now? Like, again, this is where it really moves from like some nice spiritual concept to actually, no, you need to have the faith. You need to have the faith in what He is doing. We're saying Romans 4 verse 3 says, so what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God and it was counted to him as righteousness. Abraham, in this whole passage of Romans 4, is talking about Abraham being the father of faith. It's talking about how he hoped against hope, and he hoped against all the natural things, and he stood and believed God. There's an amazing your truth there, but it said he chose to believe God. And my encouragement to each one of us today is choose to believe God. Make a choice. So number one, say, okay, I'm going to walk by faith. What does that mean? I am choosing to believe God. What does God say right now about His protection over us? I choose to believe it. What does God say right now about his provision for us? I choose to believe it. What does God say about our family? I choose to believe it. What does God say about joy and peace and his, you know, all that he's doing for us? I choose to believe it. There is a choice that says I will believe God. Matthew chapter 8, 5 to 13 is the story of the centurion. And I won't read it all to you right now. But you know the story. A centurion came to Jesus and said, "My servant lies at the point of death. Please, can you heal him?" And Jesus said, "Okay, I'll come. I'm going to come heal him." He says, "No, I don't need you to come." He said, "I'm a man under authority. I tell this man, go, and he goes. Another one, come, and he comes. All I need is just say the word, and my servant will be healed." And the Bible says that Jesus was amazed and said, "Man, I've not found such faith in all of Israel." And he said, "Go, and your servant will be healed." And the Bible says the servant was healed. What always stands up in the passage, Jesus said, just say the word. All I need is your word, and I know my servant will be healed. Will we have centurion-like faith in this point? We say, "God, all I need is your word." There can be all kinds of circumstances and situations breaking loose around us. All I need is the word. You know, the news media, which we're thankful for the news media, we pray and bless them because they're working hard to keep us informed of what's happening, but they can only tell us what the natural things are saying. In the middle of that, we want to stay informed, but will we be people who say, "I still choose to believe the word of God"? Let us be people who believe God's word and make that decision. All we need is your word. We're going to stand on your word. We're going to stand on your promises. We choose to believe them. Several thoughts about choosing to believe God. Number one, you need to know what God's word says, and you need to know what God's promises are. You can't believe something you don't even know is
absolutely
there. So let's be people who are taking time regularly in the word. I used to say, let's go daily to the word. My encouragement now is go multiple times a day. Set up different points during the day where you're going to take a word break and you're going to get into the Word of God. Even if it's for 3 or 4 minutes, 5 minutes, just take time to be in the Word. We need to know the Word. Number two, if we're going to be people who choose to believe God, we've got to make a choice to believe it. It's a decision. It's not just a feeling, but it's a conscious choice in our heart saying, "I choose to believe you, God. I make a decision." And then last but not least, here's what I found. Most of us, early on in our faith journey, in ourselves have a hard time believing. So some of you might be listening to me right now, and you're like, "Okay, Pastor, I hear that, I know the Bible says, but I just have such a hard time believing it, I feel so overwhelmed." And don't feel badly if you're there. Because we grow in it as we keep choosing to believe.
So true.
So when we start, we might not feel like we believe it very much at all, but we still say, "I still choose to believe. God, help me. I still choose to believe. Holy Spirit, thank you for filling me. I choose to believe." And the more we choose, the more it starts to become our default position. And the more we choose, at some point we reach a place where we just literally, that's the most natural thing in the world for us to believe. God's done it for me before. God's going to do it right now. It's very natural. But if you're in a place where you find you're having a hard time believing it right now, don't be discouraged. Don't think, "Well, I guess I'm just a failure. This is not going to work for me." No, just keep in the word and keep making that decision to believe. If you have anything you want to throw in there. All right. And so we got that. And then number three. So number one, we said that we need to live by faith and walk by faith. Number two, faith is choosing to believe God. And the third thing I want to encourage you, and I've already referenced it a little bit, is that faith comes by hearing the word of God. Faith comes by hearing the word. And so it's absolutely vital in this season that we are hearing the word of God on a regular basis. Romans 10:17 is the verse this comes from. And it says, so faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. We need to be hearing the word of God on a regular basis. Really, it should be all the time, but especially in the time and season we're in right now, guys, you need to be hearing the word on a regular basis. Make sure that you are reading it. Make sure that you are listening to it. Make sure that you're taking time to hear teaching. You know, this word hearing does not just refer to natural hearing. It doesn't just refer to hearing with our ears. That's an important part of it. But if it referred only to natural hearing, it'd be impossible for a deaf person to get faith. Right? What it's talking about is it's not talking about hearing with our natural ears as much as it's hearing with our spirits. And so, yes, that comes through our natural ears. It can also come through what we see. It can come through what we read. It can come through what we encourage one another in. But it's going to come from the Word of God. And it's going to come as we are in the Word. Ephesians 1:13 says, in him also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit. See, they heard, and because they heard, they believed. The more we hear, the stronger our faith is going to become. The more we hear the word of God, the more we believe. Will we be people who commit to hear the word? Acts 4 verse 4 says, but many of those who heard the word believed, and the number of the men came to about 5,000. This is in the early church. So we see they heard, but everyone who heard didn't make the choice to believe. Right? We have to hear it, but then it's a conscious decision to make a choice to believe. And I really want to encourage you regarding what are you listening to? What are you watching? What are you filling your spirit with in this season? Because that is going to make a major difference. Luke 8 verse 18 says this, so pay attention to how you hear. To those who listen to my teaching, more understanding will be given. For those who are not listening, even what they think they understand will be taken away from them. Pay attention to what you're hearing. And I just really feel that that's going to be so key. We can have great calls about faith and talk about faith. What are you hearing on a daily basis? That's why we're doing the video devotional at 7 a.m. in the morning, where you can get on live or you can listen throughout the day. Why? We want to give you the word to hear. Another thing we're going to start doing this week is we're going to start posting in a section on our YouTube site other messages and links and things that you can listen to that are going to build up your faith. And so we really want to make sure, what are you hearing in this season? Because that is going to make all the difference in the world. What are you putting in your spirit? What are you putting into your heart? We have an opportunity in this season, guys, to go deep in the Word of God. And I want to challenge you, encourage you. I was saying actually yesterday in a call with some ladies, but don't just binge watch Netflix. Make sure we are binging on the Word of God. Because Netflix is going to do nothing to build up your faith. It's the Word of God that's going to build your faith up. What are we doing in that? Yeah, listen to the news. Stay informed, but don't let it overwhelm you. Don't let it dominate you. If you're in that all the time, but you're not in the Word of God, listen, it's going to bring an atmosphere of fear because you're looking only at the natural circumstances. Look at Peter. He's walking on the water. He's out there. But the Bible says he took his eyes off Jesus. He started to look at the wind and the waves around him. He started to look at all that stuff. And what happened? He started to sink. He stepped out of the zone of walking by faith and he started to sink. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on him and watch what he is going to do in that. There was actually a story a friend of mine, Tim Schindel, he's a pastor and minister, shared on Facebook today. I thought it was so appropriate with this, and then I'll turn over because I know my wife has a couple more things she wanted to add in as well. He said, I learned an important lesson in the early days of riding motorcycles. He said, your bike goes where your eyes are looking. He said, I know this because my first motorcycle went straight into some small trees that I was looking when I came around a corner because that's exactly what I was looking at. The same is true with the situation we find ourselves in. We can see fearful outcomes or we can see faithful outcomes. Seeing through a faith lens means I filter everything through a God lens that asks this question. What do I know of God and his work in my life on my behalf? Based on that, what can I expect of him moving forward? What are we looking at? Because you are going to go in the direction that you are looking. Let's be people who are looking at the Word. Let's be people who are filling ourselves with the Word to overflowing. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Do you have anything else you
no,
want to throw
ahead.
In there? All right. Well, we're going to pray, and we're just going to pray and release this over you. But as before we do that, I wanted to share a couple final thoughts with you that really hit me. Number one, the Lord has really been talking to me this week about the importance of hearing his voice in this season. And making sure that while we're getting natural wisdom, obviously there's things that are being asked of us, and we want to honor our governing authorities, and we honor those asks, we need to make sure that we are not just doing... Here's the tendency for myself. I'm a cautious person, and so I'll always be like, well, let me just be safe. Let me just do what feels like the safest thing right now. And the Lord really corrected me and said, listen, what looks like the safest thing sometimes may not be the safest thing. Or what looks like the safest thing is going to take you out of what I'm asking you to do in this season right now. Don't just default to what feels safest. The Lord said to me, you've got to hear my voice. You've got to obey me. You've got to know what I'm saying to do. And so he's really challenged me. Like every morning, I'm really setting my schedule. Because you know, all of our schedules probably just got thrown up in the air. But to make sure I'm up, I'm praying in the Spirit. I'm listening to the Lord. I'm making sure I'm setting my day so I can be sharp to hear from him. Because sometimes you are not going to have, you know, a decision comes up. We've got to decide what to do. You're not going to have 3 hours to go away and pray. You've got to make a decision that moment. But if you've already been praying and you've already been putting yourself in a position, you'll be very tuned into the Holy Spirit in that moment. And so I really feel like the Lord wanted to encourage me, but to also encourage each one of you in that. Secondly, I really want to encourage us in staying committed to being connected together. Church is not a building. Church is not a service. Church is called out people joined by God together. But we cease to function to be the church if we become isolated and stop connecting with one another. Yes, we're still part of the church, but we cease to function because it's about connectivity. It's about community. Church is all being about called out together. That's what it's about. So we're working very hard to help you connect. Connections are obviously important. Devotionals, prayer calls. But it can even be as simple as just asking Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, who do I need to call today? Is there someone I need to FaceTime today? Is there someone I need to reach out today? Do I need to go check in on my neighbor today? What do you want me to do? And that we'd be very open to the Holy Spirit speaking to us about connecting and about being connected with each other. And then last but not least, and we're going to be doing some more work on this week, look out for opportunities to share the love of Jesus with other people.
Absolutely.
During these times where there's so much fear and there's so much going on, what happens for so many of us guys is it's just like I was just saying on a leadership call, you know, we went out for a family walk because, you know, we do it properly and you're allowed to do that, but we went for a walk and there was a guy walking on the sidewalk and he saw us coming and he literally like walked across to the other side of the street. And I totally understand why he did it, but it still feels kind of weird, doesn't it? You know, it's like, and what happens is most people will just completely withdraw. But guys, there might be people around you in your neighborhood who maybe are locked in right now and have no one to get food for them, or someone who needs someone to pick up medication for them. Look for ways to serve that we'd be wise and sensitive, but we'd also be bold in this season to love and serve people around us and not just worry about me and mine, you know, like just kind of with that level, but having that larger heart and say, Lord, how can I serve others? How can I minister to others? How can I help others in this time? And so that's really key and really important. You got it.
Are you done?
I'm done. I have some action points for this week, but do you have anything that's just...
I had a word that the Lord gave me out of the scripture that I feel like is strongly a word of the Lord for someone. I feel like the scripture verse, and it's found in Psalm 32, 8 and 9 in the Passion Translation. I actually feel like it's a word, a prophetic word for someone. So I'm just going to read it out. If it's for you, great. If it's not... just leave it. It says this. It says, I hear the Lord saying, this is what it actually says in this chapter, I will stay close to you, instructing and guiding you along the pathway for your life. I will advise you along the way and lead you forth with my eyes as your guide. So don't make it difficult. Don't be stubborn when I take you where you've not been before.
Amen.
Don't make me tug and pull you along. Just come with me. That's out of Psalm 32, verse 8 and 9. I just felt, just as Pastor Brendan was sharing, I felt like that was a word for somebody that part of the journey of faith right now is allowing the Lord to lead you and guide you in the gentleness and the tenderness that he does that, but not being stubborn in him leading you into something that may feel different, it may feel uncomfortable, and it may feel new. God is doing something really new. There's realignment, there's readjustment, there's a lot going on right now. And obviously the Lord is not in, you know, the coronavirus and like making people ill and anybody dying, nothing. Like God is not in that. But in the middle of the circumstance, God is guiding us and he is leading us. And he is downloading to us wisdom. And that's why it's so important that you are robust in your faith so that you can see the situation and what is happening around you with spiritual discernment and not with eyes of fear. Because your lack of faith does affect your ability to see clearly and your ability to follow boldly. So I want to just challenge you. I don't know who that's for. Once again, that's Psalm 32. 8 to 9 in the Passion Translation. I just love what it says. You know, it's like, don't make me tug you along or pull you along. Just come with me. For some of you guys, just like, just come. Just come. We're going to go somewhere you've never been before. This is uncharted territory. Let's just go for the ride. And you can fully trust him in faith.
Yeah, a lot of prophetic voices right now are really speaking to this season. That's a season for reset, a bit of a forced reset in some ways, but it's also a season for innovation. And so I really want to encourage you, as you're praying and seeking God, the Holy Spirit wants to bring just wisdom and innovation to us. And that can be in any area of our life. Innovation as parents. Innovation in our businesses. innovation in our community, innovation as churches. Let the Lord speak to you about innovation. And so often innovation is going to come through looking, how can I serve others? How can I help others? And there is going to be
solutions,
even solutions.
Right?
Solutions. There's even a, God wants to release for some of you a business idea that could come up in this season that again serves and helps people. God will, for some of you, is going to give you creative ways to just see income come in for finances because maybe you lost something. He's going to show you creative things that you can do. Parents, you know, there's concerns for our kids and how are they navigating the season. God will show you there's innovation. But part of where I believe innovation is going to really flow is when we have a heart to be a blessing to others and serve others. If you're in an atmosphere of fear, it's going to lock down innovation.
Absolutely.
Right? So true. It locks down the prophetic. It locks down innovation. But if you're in an atmosphere of faith, that's where innovation flows. And so we want to pray this over. We want to bless you. Just some practical things as you go through. I want to remind you. Number one, we're back here again next week at 11 a.m. We are also going to be doing Altered Friday on Friday night. So keep your eyes tuned to all our resources. We're going to be spreading the word. But Altered Friday, we're going to be gathering and praying and seeking God. This is the time to do it, guys. This is the time for us to seek the Lord in that way. We also want to remind you as well as one of the things, connections. I've said it several times on this stream already, but get connected.
Get connected.
We don't know what's coming forward, but we can still be connected. And connections are meeting virtually on a weekly basis. If even you're listening and you're not sure how to get connected or you feel really intimidated by technology, just reach out. We'll help you. We will help you understand how to get connected. We are here. Like, guys, no question is too small, no situation. We're here to help you and serve you during the season. So get connected. I'm going to be Monday to Friday, daily video devotional, 7 a.m. We'll see if I get my wife to join me on one or two of them as well. Maybe more. We're going to do the daily video devotional, 7 a.m. You can also watch those on YouTube. Pause and pray, 12 p.m. noon, 6 p.m. Get on a prayer call or just set your phone. I literally set an alarm on my phone now that tells me, hey, it's noon. And like yesterday, we just stopped and we prayed. And we took time to pray there. So make sure that you're doing that. And we are going to work this week on some other strategies and other ways to connect with one another. And also, how do we serve our community? It is not a time for us just to circle the wagons and try and just be inward focused. This is a time, as Isaiah 61 said, and I speak it prophetically over us, over our church, rise and shine, for the light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Lo, deep darkness covers the whole earth, but the glory of God will rise on his people. It is time, guys. We cannot retreat. But in this season, just let the Holy Spirit lead you. But let's look for ways. So we're going to brainstorm more. We're going to talk about it. I already was in touch with our local city councilor right around where our church is. And they're inviting us to a meeting in a couple of weeks where we can talk about how can we serve the community. You know, and so we're looking for ways. And there's things that we've not even brainstormed or thought of yet that the Holy Spirit is going to release on how we can love and serve people. And so let's pray, and we are going to bring this thing to a close.
Let's do this. Put your, if you can, once again, maintaining social distancing and all that kind of stuff, but if you can put your hand on your family member, put your hand on your own heart, we want to pray over your heart. We want to pray the strength of the Lord to come to you in this time, and that your heart would not be downcast, and that you would not feel the fear and the anxiety and the disappointment and the heaviness that that is blanketing the earth right now. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we just speak to every heart that is hearing us right now. We just speak life to every heart. We say, come life into your heart. Be awakened to the goodness of God. Be awakened to the purpose of God. Be awakened to the destiny of God. Be awakened to the strength that can only be found in God. Father, right now, we muzzle the spirit of fear. Father, right now, we speak the blessing of the Lord over every household, over every individual. We declare that you will be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. We thank you, Lord, that you cause us to be a bright and a shining lamp, Father, in a dark world. Father, we thank you that, Lord, you are sending us like arrows, Father, into our communities, into the houses, in the ears of our neighbors, Father, with solutions, with innovation, with clarity about what it is that you are doing on the earth. Father, we pray over the nation of Canada that revival will sweep from one end of our nation to another end of our nation in this time and season.
Amen.
Father, we ask that you would take the scales off of our eyes, that we would not see death and destruction, but we would see the harvest that is ripe right now, and that you would send us as laborers into the harvest field. So, Father, we thank you for the good news of the gospel, and we thank you for the joy, Father, that you are infusing into our hearts right now, infusing into our family right now.
Amen.
Father, I thank you that it
Amen.
Is our strength, and that, Father, we would arise with a new level of anointing and grace and wisdom. Father, we would be like the sons of Issachar, that would be able to discern the times and the seasons, and we receive that right now as a church family. Father, locally, globally, wherever you are from,
Come
right
on.
Now, we receive it, and we thank you that we will rise in strength in the name of Jesus.
And Father, we just thank you in Jesus' name, and we speak, God, I just speak to that spirit of the warrior, Father. Lord, that you are the God who stepped, the scriptures talk about that you train our hands for battle, you train our fingers for war. And God, while we're not in a natural war right now, some would say there's a war over this disease, God, but there is a spiritual war going on right now. And I just speak boldness, I speak courage, I speak faith, I speak strength, I speak joy, I speak peace, Father, over every person here in Jesus' name. We are not retreating, we are not drawing back, we are going to be wise, we are going to be honoring, but Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus, this is time for us to go forward. I take authority over the spirit of fear that would try and cripple people, that would try and cause them to retreat, that would try and cripple the innovation of the spirit. We bind and rebuke that now in Jesus' name. And I thank you, this is a season in the spirit that we are all going forward. Our faith is growing. Our trust in God is growing. Our ability to persevere under difficult circumstances and just move forward with Jesus is growing in every single one of us. And so we thank you for that. God, we speak protection over every person in this church family in Jesus' name and all those connected with them. We speak healing over anyone who needs healing in our church, but also in our communities and in our nation and our world. We pray for healing in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for wisdom today for our governing leaders. God, so many of them are on the front lines and sacrificing so much right now. Many of them not even seeing their families, God. They're out there, but we bless them. We speak strength and grace over them in the name of Jesus. Even those in our church community who are on the front lines, we bless them in Jesus' name. And Father, we speak in the name of Jesus that the tide is turning.
Amen.
We speak and declare now, the tide is turning. The tide is turning in this situation. We pray for a supernatural move of your spirit that will stop coronavirus. Father, that will bring healing. Give wisdom to the researchers and scientists who are looking for a cure or vaccines. Give them wisdom, God. Whatever way, we just pray in Jesus' name, this thing will be stopped from moving forward. And we thank you for all this in the name of Jesus. And everyone agreed. Said.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. All right, so here's what we're doing. Number one, we're gonna just go to the screen in just a second, and then we're going to kick into our after party. And so what that's going to mean, Pastor Sharon and I are going to be here for a little while longer. We're going to just be watching comments. If you have a question, we'll answer a question. If you have a prayer request, we'll pray for you right now. We may get some prophetic flow going on.
If you need Jesus.
If you need Jesus. If you're in this place, yes, and you're watching this, and you need to give your life to Jesus Christ. Or maybe you're watching and you realize you've fallen away from your relationship with God. You need to, today's your day. Come on, look
today,
at what's going on in the world around us.
Today.
Right? You need to be right with God. And so we really want to encourage you in that. So if you're watching, you say, I need to give my life to Christ, or I need to give my life back to Christ, here's how it works. The Bible teaches us that God loves us with an everlasting love, but we've been separated from that love by sin. Sin brings about death. You know, some people might ask, well, why would God allow this to happen in the world, allow something? That's not God. This is sin. This is the result of sin. Right? It's not on God. God loves us. He's the answer. He's the solution. He's not the problem.
Mm-hmm.
But see, sin destroys. Sin steals and kills and destroys. And what we need to do is we need to say, I'm done with sin. I'm going to turn my back on sin. That's called repentance. And I'm committing my life to Jesus Christ. And I'm committing my life to Him. And we want to encourage you today, if that's you, you can pray a simple prayer. You just say, Jesus, I turn away from sin. I give my life to you. Come and fill me and transform me. And if you prayed that prayer or you want to pray that prayer, listen, hit us up, tcc@torontocitychurch.com. Go to one of the links. We're continuing to get our technology set up, so probably by next week we'll actually have a little place you can just click on. But we want to pray with you,
yeah,
and we want to stand with you. Don't wait any longer. If
don't,
you are watching this and you know God,
come
but you're away from God, come home to Him. Come home to Him. I feel like I am talking to somebody right now. Listen, look what's going around. Like, what is it worth running from God anymore? Come home to Him. Amen?
Amen.
And so I want to encourage you in that. So we're going to go. We're going to do the after party. We're going to have a flow. So if you want to log off, you're free to log off. If you want to stay and just dialogue, interact with tech, Pastor Samuel, I believe, is he online already? He is online with the youth for the youth class. And so the link, is the link posted, Pastor Samuel? The link is posted?
Sent
to the parents. Okay, so the link has been sent out to parents. If you're having trouble connecting or getting it down, you can do that. Pastor Samuel is going to be doing that with all the young people. So you can go to your class right now. Parents, you can help get them set up. We are going to stay on here for a little bit longer and remind you of that. One last thing I want to mention. Some people might wonder, what about all our events in April? What are we doing for Easter? Women's Conference, Men's Conference. We will let you know by next Sunday.
One day.
Obviously, things are changing. There's lots going on. We're continuing to watch and monitor what's happening. We are staying in touch, obviously, with the health authorities are saying. Next Sunday, we'll have a real clear picture for you with what April's looking like. But guys, whatever comes, God's got us,
yeah.
And we're going to get through this together. And not only are we going to get through it, we're going to come out the other side of this stronger in our faith, stronger in our love for Jesus, and more connected as a church family. Amen? God bless you. We're not going to sign off, but we'll just give you a moment. We're logging off, and then we're going to be right back with our after party time.
And after party time, if you have random questions, you want to get to know us a little better,
yep.
I'm not going to promise we'll answer every question that comes up, but if you have any questions that you want to, you know, favorite colors, you know, how'd you get to know one another, any kind of fun, lighthearted question, we're willing to answer and hang around for the party, or once again, if you want prayer. All right,
prayer.
Stay tuned.